And now they'd swap sides, you see, every time that had happened.
I see. Now,
just a little funny. And marbles, you know, marbles used to be a big game.
Yeah, or did you ever, you know, get the stalls sticking up in the ground and you would...
Oh, with a horseshoe?
Yeah, you'd
pitch horseshoes? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never done much of it. Seen plenty of it. Have, you know, yeah. That was about the most of it.
What about that game where somebody had run hide or...
Hide and seek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that used to be a pretty big thing, you know.
Yeah, and did you have something you could get back to, a place you could...
Yeah, you had a base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got a person, they were...
Well, I believe they had to count the next time.
Yeah, they were it?
Yeah, they was it, and they had to do the counting, and you go hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, now, things you might build, like, did you ever build them things that would... Do this, one person get on.
Oh, seesaw.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get on them and start.
On each end, you know, kind of balance it, you know, and you just seesaw up and down, you know, over a log or something like that. Usually, a log is the best, you know.
Yeah.
A piece of good, strong lumber, you know. And yeah, we used to call it seesaw. I don't know what you'd call it. It was a pastime for children, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Charlie, did you ever see them things that would go around like this?
Merry-go-round, huh?
Yeah.
On a stump. Yeah. You could ride them around too, you know.
Yeah.
Put a pin in them and put it in the stump, you know, because it wouldn't slip either way, stay so. But it would revolve around. Somebody would have to push it usually, you know. Yeah, you call that a merry-go-round.
Now, the type things you might tie to a tree limb and
swing.
Yeah.
We used to have those swing them. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever see him put a board between two trees, maybe, and bounce on it?
No, I don't believe not exactly on that.
Yeah. Did you have places around here you could go and swim and go in the water?
Well, not close, no. It was a good ways. We was kind of out on that. I guess a mile and a half or near 2 miles would have been about the closest.
I kind of figured right down near here there'd be some water around here somewhere.
No, nothing like that. You might find a little water, but you know, not for going in swimming or bathing, no.
Yeah, but you learned to... Ever since you were young, you have...
I never did swim.
You did?
Never did learn to swim. Never did go in water very much. Used to fish a lot, too.
Yeah?
But I never did.
Did any of your brothers?
Oh, yeah. I think all of them did but me.
They all?
Swam. But you see, they was older than I was.
Yeah?
Yeah. And they come up on what they call Big Coyell. Down there, about 6-7 miles down there, where they come up.
Big Coyell.
That's all they call it, you know.
Is it a, what is it?
Creek.
Creek?
Yeah. And it goes in what they call a Coyell Bay down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's three of them. The Big Coyell, and the Middle Coyell, and West Coyell. Going this way. Last one's back this way, we've done them a good ways. And they all come together down there in Coyell Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, they was good swimmers. I never did learn to swim.
You never?
I never went in the water very much. Never did, no, not like that.
Now, a place where people could get up and you say they did what?
Dive off in the water.
Yeah. Did you ever see your brothers do that? They went up in a tree maybe and...
Oh yeah, they done all of it. No, I wasn't raised with him, you see.
Yes, sir.
We was raised separately, I know. We just see one another at occasions, you know.
Yeah. Somebody would get up in a boy would get up in a tree and
yeah,
he'd
dive off. Yeah.
He got up in the tree and did what?
I know one or two getting an extra bro two like that. Hit something down there, you know. Yeah. That's it, you know, if you dive off like that and hit something like off of a bridge or something, you know. Something in the water that you don't see it.
they took a risk every time they...
Mm-hmm. Particularly unless you go in there first, you know, and search it out thoroughly, because creeks, you know, or rivers up and down, you know, some can drift, you know, maybe, and get stopped there or something. Even a swimming hole, they call it. It pays to be careful, you know, because you don't know what may drift into it, you know.
Yeah. Well.